Now this is channel 2 over. This is channel 2 over, and continue that little short tape that I salvaged from Willie Chitty's visit on that Saturday morning early in August 1969. The little bitty one that I salvaged, the good one, you see, didn't work. It didn't take on, and this is channel 2 over.
It never did that for me.
I tell you, that takes a lot of work out of
here. What is this for?
I don't know. You better be working up on this thing, man. You liable to get caught here in an air raid or something, and that coming for him.
Yeah. I tell you what, I just take a little at a time, you see.
You know what I like about the section?
That seat? Cushion?
Oh, no. That's good. I like that. But I like them front wheels. I like them weighted front wheels.
Do you like that?
Somebody along the line has used this some pretty heavy equipment back then for some reason. But when you're mowing or pulling a disc on a three-point hitch, and your front end not loaded, it'll give you a hard time turning, and otherwise it wants to kick up in your face.
Yeah.
But I bet you don't have that problem with this tractor, do you?
No.
When you pick this up, it don't. You feel a little bit, but you don't feel that sudden. Like that tractor on it wants the front end, wants the right end.
Yeah.
That's the best weighting job I ever seen. No joke. I ain't kidding you. I didn't know Al Chalmers put out a weight like that. I don't believe that's Al Chalmers' weight.
I don't. No.
I'll tell you what. I was bargaining. No, that ain't Al Chalmers. That's something else. They picked that weight up. That looked like a farm all, maybe. John Deere.
Oh.
That's not, You see how they put, look at it. Drove them bolts in through this here spoke. It's clear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
That's a nice tractor. I wonder who owned it before you got it.
I've no idea. I could find out, but I have no idea.
I
don't know those people up there at the National Place. I never go around there because it's so high.
Oh, don't mention it, man. Great.
They're
in town. What is old Master Griffin still around there?
I think so.
Me and him never did get up. Although I liked him better than I did this bunch down here at Ocala Central.
Yeah.
But I went up there to farm bars.
Hey, Fonbaugh ought to be the best fellow to deal with. He's sort of country boy, you know.
I was broke the axle in the tractor like that. You know what axle cost that tractor? $47.13.
Good lord.
I like to have a I'm telling you, that thing bothered me.
Yeah.
I had $20-some in my pocket. I said, I know that ought to buy a tractor, the axle that little Ford tractor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have half enough.
Hmm.
I told Joe, I said, now, I'll just have to come back later. He said, well, I hadn't got no axle. I said, that's what it cost you. He said, I'll have to pick up the axle. I said, well, I'll bring some more money with me then. So I went up there and take a couple of days to ever get the thing. I went up there and got me out. Got the axle and went out there and put it in the tractor. And he had this old tractor sitting there. Asked him how much he wanted for it. And I'd have gotten out some, 1700 dollars. Had a new one sitting there. How much you want for that? He said, a little over 4,000. I said, I don't want either one of them. I said, one of them wore out and too high and the other new one too high. And I said, but...
Well, now, the trouble of buying is, you know, if they charge $1,500 for it, and it's worth it. But it more than likely has been wore out where it won't
That's
be
That's the reason they got rid of it.
That's right.
Now, in all probability, this tractor here, the way the motor runs, it sounds awful good. In all probability, the people wanted a bigger tractor.
Yeah.
They got the overloading, and they had to have a bigger tractor.
Yeah.
Now, this cousin of mine out there, he bought one size bigger, about the same age as this one. The size bigger than this.
Yeah.
What's this number? They ain't even got it on there. Man, I'd go back up there and tell them to put the series number on it.
Well, it's on there somewhere. I got it on the piece of paper there.
This is a D14.
Yeah.
Size bigger.
Yeah.
And he paid $2,000 for that bloody thing from Joe. And I told him, I said, Joe, I said, Johnny, I said, great Lord. I said, that's, you could have bought another $1,002. You could have had your brand new tractor. Come to find out the tractor that he had, it's used up there on Archer Road from Gainesville. Well, some university boys went out there and poured, taking the radiator cap off, poured it full of that old sand, filled the gas tank up with sand, and also the crankcase.
Wow, really?
Practically a new tractor when this happened.
Wow.
But
really?
The man that owned it, he carried it back, and according to what my cousin said, they supposed to put a brand new motor in it and everything, new gas tank, new radiator, and all that junk and other. But it don't run too good. It uses oil bad.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I've used it some. I'm going to have to get it now because I can't get that tractor out of Geneva. Got rid of that truck.
Yeah.
Thing about it was,
yeah.
It makes it bad. What are you doing to them old buggy shells over there?
Just sort of relic.
Oh, you run the antique business too.
I had the buggy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What'd you do with the bug?
I give it away.
And kept the shares?
No, he hadn't come for the shares.
Oh, shoot.
And I couldn't get the wheels to go on it, don't you remember?
Yeah,
that car? Let me tell you, well, if I could get, if this little tandem thing was just a little bigger, you know, a fella could haul on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit, I don't know whether that's quite heavy enough for that size tractor.
Yeah, it's just like that. Haul that tractor like nobody can. Did you build that?
No.
It wouldn't go on there, though. See, we put 14-inch tires. The only one we got like that.
Oh.
But if it could get it on here,
yeah,
it'd haul it like nobody's business. Because you got a double axle, that.
Yeah.
Double axle.
You mean you think that would stand up?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, this pulls like top. It's no trouble. It pulls either. Some of them don't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you do this welder?
Yeah.
You got your welder now?
Oh, you know, I'm a great welder. Come over here and I'll show you anytime you want to weld a little bit. You can just come on over here and do it.
You got a welder?
Well, I don't have all the equipment over here yet.
Oh,
but
you got a bad link.
I got a little.
Well, I declare, you know, you
got a little bit. I can.
You need to pour the concrete floor
with me. Yeah, that's been there, don't you? That concrete floor is easy to pour. I got a telephone, just tell him to.
Bring it on out.
Bring it on out.
You purchased this brand new?
Yeah.
That's true. The man's got a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right.
He's always got things hanging around.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess, what are you doing with them life preservers? Got that on the horse's back to ride?
I got a little boat out there, and you know, people won't even go out on the pond in the boat now. They got that habit. They without life preservers.
You better have it. If you're caught without it in any boat in any water, you fine $35.
Even in your own boat,
in
your own water?
Boat, your own water. $35 fine.
You ever hear of that? When did you?
It's a law now. It's a law, enforced law. I bought them, and back then I was doing a lot of fishing, several years ago. I hadn't fished on him, I don't know, a year or two. I got to that house, which you're supposed to have. Man come up, game warden come up, catch you without him, K-tail day. It's rough.
But I'll tell you, if you cut that bahia hay when it's ripe, before it gets ripe, when it's ripe, and you got plenty of grass underneath it, not just the spikes, it's six times better than most of the pangola you get, and you know why? Pangola has a reputation, they'll say, in this rainy weather down here in Florida. Pangola's a good grass. It says if you're not ready, when it's ready, it'll wait a month for you. Just stand there and wait a month for you.
It won't do that. I that's what I got into last year.
Yes.
I paid $30 a ton for bed.
Yes.
And I can't afford it.
Yes.
My cows don't need no bed.
That's right.
They need food.
But if you get this when it's right, it's good and sweet, Willie.
Yes.
Oh, yes, and it's got seed on it. Seed. It's got protein in them.
Yeah, but the cows won't eat them all. They'll scatter them all over the country and shed them out. Yeah, and then you got all that there over here out there where it's scattered.
Well, you see, I don't feed like that. I feed in my stalls there, you see.
Yeah, but they crack them seeds out and scatter them. That's how this stuff gets scattered. You think them seeds won't come up after they go through their belly?
Not like that centipede.
That damn blame centipede, I'm telling you, that's a mean sucker.
Yes.
It'll kill everything. I know you know it. You got any yet?
I've got patches of it around.
It's rough.
It's bad. It's rough.
It hurts you.
That's why I put that in watermelons this year, because the centipede was taken. And you see what it does. You got it in one patch, it'll scatter it to another. Now I got to re-sow that.
What do you got them barrels out there for?
You know, with a horse.
He can eat our drink out of that, and them others got the heads in them, hadn't
they? Yeah. Nick's a horseman. He's a horse. He trains them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What does he train them to eat?
Oh, yeah. He can talk to you. He can tell you about horses. I don't know anything about them. Faye, you know, she knows a little about horses.
I tell you, you got a worm tree there.
That's what I got it for, Willie.
Well, what do you don't fish, so.
But they don't thrive. They get a root disease and die.
I didn't have that trouble with mine. I'm going to cut one of mine down.
Well, I wished I had it. How big is it?
Oh, it's about that big around, but it's cold. The cold hurts them bad.
No.
And it killed it all.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, up in Carolina on that Eddystone River, them jokers grow like nobody's business. Beautiful trees. I think they're pretty trees. But we got one, got three there in the back. One of them sprangled all out like that one, run all up in one of the oak trees.
Yeah.
The other one made a pretty good tree. And then during that hard cool we had, back in the 50s, it killed it down in the top.
Yeah.
And it never has looked right since.
and the tape ran out, Willie just about ready to go home anyhow. He was way over time, and his good wife had telephoned well before he came, and I had promised to have him call her, but I let him get off without it. So I was apologetic. Long, a little late in the week, I gave him $5 for his trip over here and gave for Sunday school. And late in the week, I sent him a check against some more work that he said he would do for me. And I asked him to apologize to his wife. And this is around 200, channel 2 over. Channel 2 over, around 200. And this is a Saturday along the 1st of August, the last of July, when Willie came over to look at these outlets to see if they were strong enough to carry the television and all that I have in this corner. And this is channel 2 over, around 200. Channel 2 over, around 200 on Willie Chitty's Reel.